Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and good evening and welcome to Corner's Corner. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Laura, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I am.
You're there. Okay. Wayne, you in?
Hi. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Got both of y'all in. I'm having some stormy weather here, so let's hope we get through the hour. I guess this evening, Laura, basically what we can talk about is starting to do shows every week on Lyme disease. And I know there's some things that you want to go over this evening. There's some help being needed out there. So I definitely want to be able to get to that. So that's kind of where we're going to go this evening. We can get into Lyme, you know, that's fine. But I know there's some other things that's going on that really needs to be addressed. And I'm thankful that you have joined up with us and doing shows on Lyme disease. It means a lot because what we're trying to do around here, because it's been a while since you've been around the show, is that we're trying to take each night of the week and find a disorder that really needs help, what they all need help, really. But, you know, so many that we can do and do shows on them every week. Like we have Lyme disease now on Mondays. We have CRPS on Wednesdays. Thursdays is MS. MS is taking a break because the guy that does it is kind of under the weather. So that's kind of what we're trying to do around here. So we're really focusing on this, really pushing a few things like red light therapy, this new floating thing that's come about for CRPS, the red light therapy, like I said, and bee venom therapy. We're doing that as well. So feel free to take off where you first need to go with this, I suppose. So it's probably about helping the Lyme community. So if that's what you want to start out with, that's fine with me.
Okay, I'll start there. There's an echo, so it's, ooh, okay, wait a minute. I can hear myself. So weird.
Yeah. That's the headphones. Because
stuff happening in the Lyme community.
Yeah, I know there's a lot going on, and I know. Huh?
You said wait. I'm very compliant.
But no, we there is issues. Serious issues in the Lyme community with help with doctors. The insurance doesn't cover a lot of stuff. And Laura got dropped, so she'll call back through. Here we go again, Wayne. I'm thinking about switching from Blog Talk Radio to another source. I'm really having a lot of problems here, and I don't like this. Yeah, see, I can't hardly understand you. You're just breaking up like crazy. So I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Cutting in and out. I don't know. Jay, I did not understand nothing you just said. So it's gotta be Blog Talk Radio. Dude, I don't understand you, Wayne. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, that was
I mean, it might be, make sure your headset's plugged in correctly. So I don't know. It's just all distorted. I don't know. It's crazy. Okay, Laura, I got you back in. Sorry. Yes.
Okay. No, I was on the computer and then I had to call in. The computer wasn't working.
Yeah.
I lost you.
Like I said, there is a problem. I am aware of it with the league. Wayne has been going through it a lot himself. Matter of fact, he's having issues right now. His is not coming in real clear. See how it's cutting in and out? So yeah, it's something to do.
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, something to do with the link. So I don't know. I'm tired of dealing with it. I was just telling Wayne I'm probably going to switch. I'm probably going to switch from Blog Talk Radio to something else. So I don't. I'm getting tired of this, man. This is happening a lot. But anyway, if you want to go ahead and start with what you want to start with the getting help for the Lyme patients, that's fine.
Oh, absolutely. It's really difficult to get help with chronic Lyme disease mm-hmm. because the CDC denies that it exists. It's really, really hard to get any type of services for anyone that has chronic Lyme. The Lyme literate doctors are very expensive. And people are really struggling financially to sure. get the help that they need to get treatment. And I don't know if many listeners know, I have the nonprofit Hand in Hand for Lyme Disease, and it's at handinhandforlymedisease.com. And we struggle because people just really are not informed and educated about Lyme disease. So they are not. They're not running to our fundraisers. They're not, you know, coming out in groups to help us raise money for chronic Lyme disease. We have a lot of difficulty with our fundraising efforts, and a lot of times our fundraisers end up getting canceled because we just can't get the numbers in order to do the fundraising. And it's right. really sad because we want to help. I desperately want to help. This is a passion I have because I have chronic Lyme disease. But right now we're seeing so many in need. And I want to mention some stories from mm-hmm. people that are really in desperate, desperate need. Brenda Moll, sure. I try to talk to her at least weekly. She is someone who has Lyme disease and all the co-infections that it exists with Lyme disease. And for anyone who's not familiar with what that is ticks don't just carry Lyme. They can carry what's called co-infections. And many of those co-infections are harder to treat than the Lyme disease itself. So mm-hmm. she has Babesia, Bartonella, Anaplasmosis, Ehrlichia. Did I say Bartonella, Babesia? I think I mentioned all of them. So she has all of the co-infections, including chronic Lyme. And not only does she have that, but she's dealing with that homeless. She has spent everything she has, lost her career, has lost her family, and mm-hmm. is transient. She had a vehicle. Her vehicle is now broken down. And right. Being homeless is illegal. A lot of people are not aware of that. So she's harassed yeah. by the police all the time. She doesn't have food for days on end. She doesn't have clothes. She's completely isolated. So when I get on the phone with her, I feel bad because she has to pay for her minutes. And right. She's living on donations right now from a GoFundMe or just the generosity of the Lyme community. Right. which is very difficult because everybody's struggling sure. pretty much. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I try to help as much as I can in promoting any, you know, help that I can for her on Facebook to get her mm-hmm. the help that she needs. But she's in a really, really bad situation. Very, sure. very, very bad situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a word to describe the situation that Brenda Moll's in. And this is a person that when you talk to her on the phone, I mean, you talk about someone who has a positive attitude. And this is a woman yes. who's homeless, who has no food, mm-hmm. who has no one there with her and mm-hmm. will tell you, God bless you, and try to tell you all the things you need to do. I mean, this is how she talks to me, all the things I need to do to get better, and has mm-hmm. the most amazing spirit, is the most uplifting mm-hmm. person, and yet she has nothing. And she's struggling to survive. She is remarkable. Sure. She is. That's a good word to describe her. She is remarkable. She is.
Well, and you know, I took her campaign that you gave me, her GoFundMe, and she's got some money in there. She's got not nearly enough, but she's got a nice little nest egg to help her out a little bit. I keep promoting it. And this is what I tell everybody. Listen, I understand. Because right now I'm in a spot I couldn't give her a dollar if I wanted to, and I want to, and I'm going to. I have to wait till me and my wife get paid again, and I'm going to put a few bucks in for her. But, you know, I understand that it's very difficult for a lot of people to donate. And like I put a post up earlier, a dollar will make a difference. And I can assure you that and this is what I tell people, and I know Brenda personally. Well, I've never met her, but on Facebook for 3 or 4 years now. She's not the type of person to ask for anything. I mean, she just does not do that. And when she does ask, she's desperate. And, you know, and I'm not saying other people are not, but I know her. I don't know some other people. You know, and I have a lot of people say, "Can I post my GoFundMe?" And I won't do it. But for some people, I do it for because I know they need the help. And I know the Lyme community is really struggling with, you know, a lot of things. I know that I seen somewhere from you that there was a guy, I don't remember his name, but he was doing very, very bad as well. You know, I just want everybody to know that a dollar can make a difference for a lot of these people. And I made a post earlier about somebody was losing their phone and their cable and stuff. Listen, sometimes we have to let things go in order to, you know, keep what's important to us, like a roof over our head and food to eat and lights. But I don't want to see anyone go without a phone. You can get a free phone out here from the government. And I want people to take advantage of that and get that free phone. Don't lose contact with people. We can't afford to do that in any community because that is not a good idea. So we all need stand up, stick together, and do whatever we can. I mean, I understand everybody can't give even a dollar. I understand that. But this is not like it's going in people's pocket for them to go on vacation. It's going in their pocket to help them survive, you know, to help them survive. And that's very, very big to me. So I'm glad to be part of it. You know,
thank you.
I am. Oh, you're welcome. I told you this from the get-go.
I appreciate that.
We're here to help.
I appreciate it. I've known Brenda Moll for years too, and she would, you know, she knew about the nonprofit, and she was very private. We helped her before, but it was very minimal. What she would ask, she asked for something very minimal, and and she didn't want anyone to know. She was very private about it. And I've been talking to her on the phone for many years. So I've known Brenda too for a very, very long time. And her and I have been friends and talking on the phone for a long time. So when this happened, I was very devastated, and it's very emotional for me, talking to Brenda on the phone and knowing her on that level, and, still talking to her on the phone and knowing the things that she's going through. It's very difficult because not only is she going through this and she's homeless, but she's sick. She's very sick. And I can't imagine, I mean, I'm sick. I can't imagine how she manages to get through every day sick and homeless and no food and no water and no roof over her head. And, you know, God has to be watching over her because, I have no other explanation of how she gets through every day. The isolation alone can make you go insane. It can literally cause psychosis. And this woman is surviving, and she has the best attitude. And I am just rooting for her, and I will do whatever I can to help her. because she is just amazing, and no one deserves this. Right. Any of this. And this is all true. Part of what's going on in the Lyme community and the CDC's denial of this disease is perpetuating this amongst so many people, and their denial of the insurance coverage for chronic Lyme disease. So people are becoming homeless, and they're becoming so desperate that they're becoming suicidal. And when you talk about the need for a phone, people need to have a phone so they can pick up when they get to that point where they feel like they're that desperate that they're going to commit suicide because they've lost everything and they have no more hope, or they're in such excruciating pain. They can't afford to see any doctor, and they can't see a regular doctor because they don't believe in chronic Lyme, and they'll dismiss them as, you know, having some type of psychiatric disorder. They need to be able to reach out to another person with Lyme, or, you know, reach out to someone that's going to listen and care. And that's someone in the Lyme community, or someone with another chronic illness that's going to listen. So you're right. They need to have a phone because they need to be able to reach out, and we need to be able to be there to help support them and save their lives, hopefully. And, and we need to try and do that for one another.
I agree. I mean, it's like I said, it's not easy for people to donate money, and we all understand that. But a dollar, you know, a dollar is all people ask. It's just a dollar. And it is tough, and it's very sad. And that's why I ask you, you know, if you want to do shows on Monday nights, or what night was a good night. You said Mondays. Now that's fine. Because this is something that needs to go out every week, you know. About, you know, different stuff about Lyme. Wayne, your headset's still doing that, so I don't know if it must be the link or something. I know you logged off and logged back on, but I don't know. I think I'm going
to
switch.
I had to call through my phone because the computer that's the computer went out, so I had to call through the phone. So maybe Wayne has to call through the phone.
Yeah, I think he just disconnected. He probably will. I hate it for y'all. I really do. But it could be the weather here, too, because it is really stormy outside. So that might be it. But, yeah, you know, we've talked about, and I don't know how familiar you are with the red light therapy. It works for a lot of things, but it also works for fibromyalgia. So I'm thinking that it would probably help with Lyme disease as well. You might want to check into that. It's really cheap.
What is it exactly, red light therapy?
It's hard to explain. It's a red light. I've got it on my Facebook somewhere. Let me see if I can find it. It is like you can go to like the gym, like a lot of gyms have it, and you can go for free.
Oh, like infrared?
Yeah, it's a red light is what it is. It's just some kind of red light. And it really works. I mean, it works for all kinds of skin disorders, acne, this, that. I mean, it works for a lot of stuff. I'm looking for the link now, and I will send it to you. A friend of mine that has CRPS was telling me about it, and it's for arthritis and everything else. I don't know if it'll work for Lyme, but it's a very good possibility. It works for CRPS. It works for fibromyalgia. I'm pretty sure it'll work, you know. It doesn't cure anything,
well,
but
I can research
helps with
it for next week. I'll research it for next week and see if it's a treatment that would help for Lyme disease.
I tell this to a lot of people. Bee venom therapy is great for Lyme disease, and people don't want to believe me for some reason. I guess it's because of being stung by bees. But it really,
works. So, I've done it. Really, so I would recommend bee venom therapy, and it's very inexpensive. Some people don't have any money. That's the issue that I'm running into now is that there are people who are on the verge of homelessness. And I got three calls this week from people that are on the verge of homelessness and have nothing. So, they're just completely out straight. They just don't have anything left. But, you know,
let me add, let me, let me ask this. Are they, and I'm not trying to be nosy, and of course, you know, you don't have to give names. I mean, that's up to y'all. Are they receiving disability though? Or are they sort of where they're not able to get disability at this point between their weight done?
They have disability, but what happens is they spend so much money on the Lyme disease treatment that, they sacrifice, they sacrifice everything because the Lyme doctors are so expensive. They're spending the money on Lyme disease treatment and seeing Lyme literate doctors, and Social Security is just so much money, and the Lyme doctors can cost anywhere from like $300 to $1,800 a visit, depending on who you see. And you don't know what you're going to get when you go to a Lyme literate doctor. I've been to so many, and some are very well versed on Lyme, and some not so much. So, and there's no regulation on Lyme literate doctors. It's not, insurance isn't covering it. So you go and it's not like you're going to get your money back. It's not like you can go and complain to an insurance company, or, it's not like there's nothing. You pay out of pocket and you pray that you're going to get the best treatment, the best advice, and pray that you're going to get some type of improvement in your symptoms. And that's not always the case. There's a lot of Lyme literate doctors out there that I think are really in it just to make a lot of money. And I've experienced that personally.
We've got me and Brian. Well, actually, Brian's pretty much done all the work, but my name's on it too. There is a letter that he's got prepared, and it's going to be sending out to doctors who need more info on chronic pain disorders. You might want to get with Brian and ask him if he could do one for Lyme disease as well. And you probably just need to send him some info so he can put it on there and give him some doctors, and he'll send it out. So that's why
I was actually thinking of doing that, because I actually just consulted with a doctor in Tennessee, and it's a Lyme literate doctor, and it's for Candace Contreras, and they're willing to deduct $100 from every visit for anyone who works with Hand in Hand for Lyme disease. So they'll do a $100 discount. So if anyone's interested, if they want to inbox me on Facebook, I can give them that doctor's name. But we're very protective of our Lyme literate doctors because we don't like to announce who they are, and trying to protect them from the CDC and, the powers that be in the government. So I found that calling, may be a good thing to do when I found that they were willing to work with me and take $100 off a visit. I thought, well, maybe I should be doing more of this. I mean, I know there's a lot of Lyme literate doctors out there, but, if I plug away a little bit every day, I can maybe get through to, at least the people will let me know who they see and Facebook me, inbox me. I can call their doctors and see if I can collaborate with them and see if they'd be willing to do something to try to cut the cost down. So I would be willing to try, that's for sure, and do a collaboration with the nonprofit and, try to help out with saving some money.
Sure. Brian's with his mom. His mom's not doing very well, so he's kind of away right now. I don't know for how long. Probably the next few days.
Not too bad.
But you can always write him, private message him. He'll get back to you. And he'll get back to you. Wayne. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I talked to him briefly today. Just for a few minutes. She's not doing real well, so he's down there trying to help her. I think she lives kind of close, so he's been trying to help her. So, you could always drop him a line, and he'll get back with you sometime that day. Hey, Wayne, I see you called in.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you sound better. Thank you.
Okay.
I can understand. Sorry, but I can understand what you're saying now. Like I said, I'm going to have to get back on them about this. This is ridiculous. This happens all the time. I'm really thinking about switching. I can go to a different program, and it'll actually be cheaper. But I don't get the unlimited recording like I do here. I only get 500 hours. So I don't know if that's for a month or how long that's for. If it's for a month, I got more than enough. But I have to check into it more. So I'm going to be doing that tonight and tomorrow. So, but I'll keep y'all posted on that. Wait, do you have any input, anything you want to say since you haven't been able to talk so far?
No, I haven't been able to. We're talking about the, you know, the doctors, you know, and not being able to find them. And, you know, everybody's afraid, you know, to give out their doctor. Why don't we have a national registry among the disabled on, you know, who are the good doctors? I mean, who are the doctors, period? You know, where are they? Do they have availability? You know, this is something that somebody needs to address. You know, we got to know where to go.
You can go to LymeDisease.org and you can look up a Lyme literate doctor. The issue is that you don't know whether the doctor is going to be good or not. I actually today started a group for people to post in the group if they have had success with their Lyme literate doctor, and to share that in a secret group so that we can protect our Lyme literate doctors and so other people can access that information and find out if these doctors that they're seeing are helpful, if they've, you know, been successful. So I just started that group today because there's a need for other people to know, because we're spending so much money and people are going broke. They're, you know, we know from Brenda Mole and several other people that I've just heard from this week. I was telling Dan they're losing their homes. So it's very difficult for people to share that information because they want to protect their Lyme literate doctor. So I made the secret group today. I probably should have done that a long time ago, but I didn't even think about it. And today I said, you know what, I really need to do this because this is the stories that I'm getting in inbox, and I haven't even checked my email for Hand in Hand because I'm just getting overwhelmed with just the people who are in need on Facebook alone. And we're not getting donations. I have 3 fundraisers coming up, and my own health has been a challenge, as I'm sure you've seen on Facebook. So it's been really difficult for me, and I take this very, very hard. It's very emotionally draining for me because I'm very passionate about this, and a lot of times my husband worries because I get so emotionally involved and emotionally invested in this that he worries about my own health, because I feel this is such a huge injustice, and it's such a huge, to me, it's a crime, and the people who are perpetuating this are criminals. The CDC are criminals, and the government are criminals, performing an act of, in my opinion, murder, homicide upon individuals that are suffering from chronic Lyme disease by denying us coverage for our disease. And I think that they should be imprisoned, but, you know, we're a long way from that ever happening.
Well, you know, one thing about it, and we all around here and most people that are friends with me and know me, including Wayne and Brian and many others, they know that the type of person I am. I'm like you. I wear my heart out on my sleeve. I'll do anything I can to help anyone any time of day. And I, you know, I get walked on a few times, but that doesn't matter to me. I'm here to help people and do whatever I can. And, you know, we have, and I've learned this the hard way, we have to step back ourselves and worry about our health first. I know that sounds kind of selfish, but that is the reality of it. I mean, that's the truth. We have to We have to be able to take care of ourselves. If we can't take care of ourselves, guess what? We can't be here to help other people, you know? So, you know, I just want everyone to know that we are here to help. And I told you, I'll do anything I can do to help. But we do have to worry about ourselves first. Our health is first. Everybody needs to do that. But in the meantime, we have a lot of people to worry about. And we have a lot of people
battle,
to help.
Dan. This is my battle, too. That's how, you know, I'm doing everything I can to help myself. I'm seeing every doctor I possibly can. And so that's what I do to help myself is, you know, I make sure that I'm getting the care that I need. And I'm always researching everything I can so that I can get treatment that I need. But this is my battle, too. And I'm a fighter, and there's no way in hell I'm going to let this go without me fighting it tooth and nail. And I'm in this, too. So I feel this is also an injustice to me, my life and my goals and my future have been ripped away from me by a government that is supposed to be, you know, for us, for the people, and it's for money. It's sure. not for people. It's for the almighty dollar.
Sure. 100%.
So I'm going to fight as much as I can. And I will take care of myself, but I'll be damned if I lay down and do nothing.
Not
in my personality.
No, I get it.
And that's me.
And that's not what I was saying. I'm just saying we have to take time for ourselves and make sure our health, excuse me, our health is going good. Well, as good as can be anyway. It's very important. It is. And it's a struggle. I mean, I do this every day. I'm helping somebody and, it puts a lot on you. It puts a lot on you.
It does.
You know?
It does. And, but you know what? It does make, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like it gives me a purpose and it gives me, makes me feel as though there's a reason this has happened. And, it also makes me feel, like I'm fighting and I feel better when I'm fighting. I do. Mm-hmm. I feel more empowered in my own illness. When I'm doing something to help others, it gives me a sense of empowerment over something that a lot of times you can feel so powerless, you know, in.
Yeah.
So if I don't do it, you get that sense of powerlessness over, you know, so many things that are going on with your body. And so to me, that's how I feel.
You know, it's like yesterday, and I even asked Wayne and Brian both if they wanted to do a show last night because I was really mentally down this weekend a lot. I just took a beating, you know, at home, and I was just like, not physically, but just a mental beating. And I'm like, so I decided what helps me is doing my radio shows. It helps me a lot. I know it might sound stupid, but it really does. It's my getaway. It's my time. It's my time to help other people, you know? And I said, well, you want to spur them on. You want to do a show, man? I ain't had no sleep and blah, blah. Don't worry about it. It's all good. So I did like a 30-minute chat by myself, you know, just, but I felt better afterwards, you know? It's some of the things that we just have to do. It really does. It does feel very nice to be able to help people. You know, it does. It feels so good to be able to help someone.
It does.
Or just know that you're talking, and they might be listening. They might not, but they might be listening. And if they are, you're helping them. You know. So I mean, it's it means a lot to me. Do you that way, Wayne? Because I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And you said that you really, really enjoy, because we don't get paid. So obviously we're not doing it to make money. So, I mean, we do it because I've had people tell me.
When I get off the radio, I just feel so much better.
You know, did I accomplish something? I don't know. I'm really hoping that someone actually took something from it and maybe they feel better.
And you know, from
they feels better, then hey, you had a good night.
Yeah, you know, the comments that I got, and Wayne, you commented, and I know that I can always call you. I could call Laura. I know, and thank y'all very much, along with many other people that offered. But you know, the response that I got, I was like, oh, I mean, just love come out everywhere, and I'm like, wow, I'm not used to this, you know. But I had several people say, we really appreciate what you do, and we know, because when you're in a situation like yourself, Laura, like we're in, when you're helping other people, sometimes you don't see the results of what you're doing, and it can make you feel like you're not really accomplishing anything. And it happens to me. I've seen it happen to you. And you know, we have to understand, people don't always talk about what we do or what we say. But the other night, that post is a prime example. People listen. People listen. They listen to the show. They listen to what, you know, we say on Facebook. So we are helping people. We are. Maybe not as many people as we want to help, but we are helping people. And that's making a difference. So I'm
sure trying.
Don't ever give up. Yeah, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot. You know, we all do things differently, different things to help. There's many ways of helping with chronic pain. I mean, there's tons of ways. You know, donations, shows, set up events. You know, do free online selling stuff to make money to send to people. I mean, there's a lot of things to do. The problem is, and it's in our society, it's not just in the chronic pain, it's in the world itself, is people, so many people scam, and that just burns my ass. When I find somebody scamming, buddy, I let them have it, because it's just wrong. It's just wrong. So we are doing what we can to help. And that's all we can do.
Yeah, we have, we have so many people in need. I actually have people that gave me permission to share their stories. And, you know, I mentioned Candace Contreras, and she's very sick, really, really sick. She did go to the ER, and she was completely mistreated at the ER. I need to get the story and help her write a letter to Department of Public Health. Just going to the emergency room when you have chronic Lyme disease can be a nightmare. Candace has been someone that we've been trying to help for some time with, you know, proceeds from Hand in Hand, but we just get such small amounts from our fundraisers. And she has neurological chronic Lyme disease, and her mom, Karen, is the sweetheart, and Candace is as well. And they just don't have the money. Her husband is working right now on becoming a firefighter. So he's busy doing that. And she hasn't been on treatment in a long time because she can't afford to pay for her Lyme literate doctor. And I have her GoFundMe in front of me. And it's just hard to read it because it's so difficult to read. It's sad. Hers is actually on the website. I think, you know, this may not be updated, but it's just, you know, it's a serious situation because she's not on any treatment. And Candace's blood pressure was critically high, and they sent her home. And she felt like she was having a stroke, and the ER went ahead and sent her home. She has a ton of neurological symptoms with the Lyme. She needs to really be seen by a Lyme literate doctor immediately. It's a really critical situation. and
right.
there's no money for that. And, you know, she's a mom, and, you know, it's really, really difficult. It's in,
sure.
So, you know, she's one of our applicants and one of the people that has a GoFundMe and can't afford to go see a Lyme literate doctor. Then there's this woman, Claire Sidewell, and she sent me her information. And right now she said she's been self-treating with Japanese knotweed in the form of resveratrol and mm-hmm. making knotweed tea, then found out that knotweed alone is not enough to treat neuroLyme. It's not enough to cross the brain barrier.
Right.
It's hard because you read a lot of stuff and you go on Google and they'll say one thing and then you learn something else. Or you may go to a Lyme literate doctor and they may tell you one thing and then you find out something different. And that does happen quite frequently. So it is very difficult to find a very knowledgeable Lyme literate doctor.
Right.
She's currently not taking anything since her son didn't return to school last week. After the summer school mm-hmm. holidays, he's had enough because he's getting bullied and he wants to be homeschooled. So she's using any spare money she has to homeschool him because her son was getting wow. bullied. And she said she just had her neurologist appointment, and he's booking her for an MRI in 6 weeks. 6 weeks. He has retaken her blood for Lyme and HIV, lupus, etc., and she's not holding out for a lot of hope that her tests will show below normal immune system.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
her immune system is
you
showing
know.
To be really, really low, and she doesn't have the money to treat. So
right.
she's trying to do stuff that's not like, you know, things that she's hearing about. And she was, looks like she was also misdiagnosed with fibromyalgia, as I'm looking through this, mm-hmm. which happens frequently, too. And that's why Lyme a lot of times becomes chronic. Let me see.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the ones that, you know how I am with GoFundMe, it's not that I don't believe people, but, you know, you can put them on my page, the ones that, you know, that need help. I am not... I don't usually do that because so many scams out there, but I trust you when it comes from you. So, I mean, feel free to put them on my page. I will do what I can to help. It saddens me. And me and Wayne have talked about this in the past, not just with Lyme, but just with everybody, you know?
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I know the people
it's really
that,
sad.
You know, I know Candace. I know mm-hmm. Karen. I've known them for years, so I'm confident
right.
in what their needs are, and I've known them for many, many, many years. I think since I've been
right.
on Facebook, which is a very long time. I also know Jen Viho. I cannot ever say her name. Jen Vihoeve. She's
uh-huh.
on Facebook. She also has a GoFundMe. She is not doing
right.
well. She also needs help financially.
Right.
Anastasia Chandler Lang. I know you probably know who that is. She does the art,
right.
the beautiful paintings.
Mm-hmm.
She does her artwork to help set off her, to try to help pay for her Lyme treatment.
Right.
But it's very difficult. She's trying to promote her website and, you know, and she's actually like me. She's helping Bill Stevenson, who is the photographer that is homeless, that
mm-hmm.
has Lyme. And I joined forces with her to help Bill Stevenson. And
right.
She's struggling. And in order for her to pay for her treatment, that's what she does, is she does the paintings. And I know Anastasia very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hanaki, Anchorbottom. I don't have permission to talk about her, but I will say I will try to promote her jewelry because that's how she is able to pay for her own Lyme treatment, is through her jewelry.
Right.
A lot of people who have Lyme disease try to figure out ways to pay for Lyme disease treatment through their talents. So mm-hmm. they sell things like their jewelry or their art to pay for their treatment. And a lot of these women are extremely talented. And you can find their websites, Artrageous. I think Anastasia is Artrageous. What's on my, actually, they're on my website anyways for Hanaki and for Anastasia to find Anastasia's art and Hanaki's jewelry. Both are on my website. So you can find those there. And that all the proceeds go to pay for their Lyme disease treatment.
Right.
So it's just so expensive. So they're, you know, in a place where, you know, when they're well, they're trying to do that so that they can pay for their own Lyme disease treatment.
Sure, sure. I get it. I sent you that thing. It's in the private message for red light therapy.
You might
have to do it. Might do a little bit more research than what I just sent you. That's what I have. But you can ask Wayne. It works on a lot of stuff. And it's very highly
recommended.
So I'm thinking that it would help some with the Lyme. I don't know for sure. You know, it doesn't say anything about CRPS on there either, and it works for that. So, I mean, you know how that's my theory is if we find a cure or something that works for one of these disorders, it's going to work for a lot of them. I will say that. Maybe not every one of them, but it's going to work for a lot. But, you know, here in Florida, I've been seeing more commercials about Lyme disease. So, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, I know
really?
It's not
that's
where.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen, they have them quite a bit here now and on TV, you know. So
in
that's,
Florida?
I mean, that's just, yeah. Yep. So that's a step in the right direction, you know. See them on fibromyalgia, but don't see any on CRPS yet, or lupus, or a bunch of the other ones. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction. I mean, it's going to be baby steps all the way. And that's what people need to just have patience. It sucks, but, you know, when you're dealing with the government, what do you expect? No big miracle is going to happen overnight, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, people trust the government too, and they're blind. They just want to wear blinders when it comes to the government and not believe that such conspiracies exist, but they really need to get educated and watch. There's so many documentaries, and the acclaimed documentary Under Our Skin is huge. I mean, if people will just watch that one documentary and take time out of their busy schedule to watch that one, they can see how corrupt how much corruption there is surrounding chronic Lyme disease. And then, of course, there's Under the Eight Ball and then Lyme Disease Exposed. Those three alone will educate people tremendously on what's happening with Lyme disease and how the government is covering it up and how it all began in, you know, on Plum Island and how this was all started because of, you know, they were trying to develop some bio warfare. And they hired a Nazi to infect ticks with Lyme disease, and then it migrated over to Old Lyme, Connecticut, and that's why it's called that. And they're actually trying to sell off the island, and they're actually trying to build a new area in Kansas. They want to start a whole new lab over in Kansas. I just read that today, and I posted it on Facebook because I think people in Kansas need to be highly alerted to the fact that they are looking at building another lab to work on biowarfare. and people need to be aware that the government did do this. There are facts, and you can find them, and there's books about how this all happened. And facts about how this is all true about Plum Island and the government. And, you know, if it wasn't, why do you need, you know, I mean, it's completely guarded by the military, you know, it's Lab 257. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if this wasn't true, then why is it so highly, highly guarded by the military? You know, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... Yep. You know, this was something that they did. I don't know if it was deliberately, and people don't know if it was deliberately let loose, or if it was an accident. No one really knows. what the situation was, but
one of them actually done on purpose. Things.
Yeah, accidentally population control. I don't know, but
accidentally on purpose. Yeah, wow, yeah, those are government. We don't know. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. That's the sad part, but. Yeah, you know, we're gonna keep working on this. Like I said, feel free to share things on my Facebook page. I'll share as much as I can. I'll do whatever. What's the thing that you you did today? The actually, it says I did, but I didn't do it. You did.
You did it. For people who don't qualify for the Obama phone. You said donate a dollar, so I did. I started the campaign. I need to finish it, but I'm going to do campaign, donate a dollar for a phone. And so it's something, Stay Connected. I started a campaign, Stay Connected. So I'm still working on it. So I have to put a tab in so people can donate. So I have to add a button. So I'll need my husband for that because I'm technically impaired. So I'll get him to do that.
I shared it already. So I thought it was up and going. I started sharing away when I seen it. I'm sharing away. I'm like, maybe it's not done yet. Cause I got to look at it.
I was like, Dan, I need help. So I'm going to bug my husband and get him to help me
I can help you with it. I don't mind.
Great. I just have to figure out how to add a button for donations.
It's pretty self-explanatory, I believe.
Thanks, Dan.
I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry.
No insult.
No insult. No, I did not mean no insult. I really didn't.
I don't know if I have to add PayPal or if I have to.
What you would have to do in order for me to add the button, if I can add it. It's been a while since I've added a button to a page. I have to be either the administrator on that page or co-administrator on that page or something like that to be able to do the settings.
I'll add you.
But. I think I can do it for you. If I can, I'll get Brian to do it. But I think I can.
After you just said it, now you're saying, I think I can. Now I feel a little better.
Hey, look, I got like 6 pages, and I've done it to all 6 of my pages, so I just got to figure out how to do it again. It's been a while, so... I'll try, and if I can, I will come on air next week and tell you that I could not do it. I'm a complete fool when it comes to a computer. I have no shame in my game whatsoever. I am not a professional at anything.
I am so bad when it comes to computers or technology, or you know, I can't even figure out. We have like 4 different remotes, and I still don't know which one is for which. I'm like, okay, you know, it's been years, and I'm like, okay, what the hell is the remote is this for, and what was this for? Why do we have 4? Why can't we just have 1?
Right. We're the same way around here. Me and my son's the only 2 that know how to work them all. My daughter does too, for the most part. My wife's learning. She's learning all of them now, finally. But yeah, you know, Facebook has changed a lot with the pages. They've changed my pages around. So I'm a little lost with them because they've done a major change here not too long ago with the way the pages look and everything. They moved everything from one side to the other and threw some new stuff in there. And it's like, what are y'all doing? Leave stuff alone, will you? You know, they can't. They gotta, don't they, Wayne? They change shit every day. And it's like, will you stop already? Just stop. You're making things worse than what they were.
Some days I'm Limey Laura, and some days I'm Laura Ann Wachtlosser. I don't know. I'm having an identity crisis.
Yeah, I know. You change your name, and I'm like, okay, is this the same person that I've been talking to?
But I'm like, I don't know. It just does whatever the hell it wants. One day I'm Limey Laura. Yeah. The next day I'm Laura Ann Wachtlosser. And I'm like, I look at it and I'm wondering, okay, it's got a mind of its own. It's just going to, you know, give me a type of.
But what really got me, what really got me is when you changed your name and your profile picture. I was like lost. I'm like, because Brian asked me if I talked to you, and I said, no. I said, I think she's disappeared. I don't see her no more. And he goes, oh man, she changed her name. I'm like, yeah, okay. What about her profile picture? No. She changed that too. I said, well, that's why I'm lost.
Facebook changed my name from, I changed my password. Then it just changed. When I changed my password, it changed my name. But now it's going back and forth, back and forth. And I changed my profile picture because I was getting some creepers in my inbox. I figured I would put a picture up with my husband because it was getting to be a little much. I was like, all right, yeah.
I was just sitting here looking at a post that somebody wrote in a CPS group. It says, hi there, I was wondering if gluten-free diet helps anyone's chronic pain. I put, duh, yes, it helps with chronic pain. Now they're finally starting to realize that gluten-free is the better way to go with chronic pain.
Took a while to do anything. We were dairy-free and sugar-free, alcohol-free.
Yeah, we've been talking about
stuff you really need to eliminate.
Yeah. That's what my daughter
told me. Get it out. You got to eliminate. You need it. Yes. It causes inflammation.
My doctor told me.
You have to get rid of it.
Yeah, my daughter told me, he goes, listen, he goes, I'll sum the diet up for you real short and sweet. I'm like, all right, I'm ready for this. He goes, anything you like, throw it away. And I'm like, really? I just sit there and look at him like, are you being serious with me? And he goes, I'm dead serious. I'm like, well, shit, there ain't no sense in eating then. He just laughed at me. He goes, oh, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm like, really? But it really does help with chronic pain. I haven't done the complete thing, but you know, you can tell if you come off of like four or five things like that and change it in a day or two, you'll feel the difference. And if you go back and eat, say, you know, something that you're really not supposed to, you can feel the difference very quick, very quick. And that's what I tell
very
people.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Sugar, especially, if I eat sugar, forget it. I drink, if I have like one drink, forget it. I there's no way I'm in significant pain. And that's I think that pretty much is across the board for people with chronic Lyme too, is that we react to sugar. It activates the spirochetes and alcohol, of course, is full of sugar. But dairy too, really dairy is not really good for you anyways. There's a lot of documentaries on the way that dairy has changed over the years, and dairy is the number one cause for cancer, and people probably should read about that. And soy was never made for human consumption, and people should research that as well. So I've eliminated soy for my own preferences, and then dairy because you're not supposed to have dairy on a Lyme diet either.
It's like coffee and CRPS. It really causes the CRPS to go haywire, they say. And I see people, well, I'm not going to quit drinking my coffee. And I'm like, well, you're not going to start feeling. I'm sorry, but you know, it is true. And I think if people in chronic pain would pay a little bit more attention to the diet, including myself, I think we would all feel quite a bit better. It's not going to solve it and take it away, but we will definitely feel less pain. That's for sure. Well,
it definitely
listen,
makes a significant difference.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've only got like a minute left, so this hour went flying by. And I'm sorry y'all had problems getting on the link. Yeah. I will work on that probably in the morning and see if I can get that worked out. Laura, you might want to switch over to Google Chrome because that's what Wayne had to do. But his acted up this evening, but I think it's probably because of the weather in my area because it was pretty stormy outside. So that could definitely be part of it because it's been going pretty good here lately. So I'll send you a link next week for the show. Wayne, can you briefly tell her what's it, what does it come from? Blog Talk Radio, the link that I share. Okay.
Yeah.
It, and it could be in your regular mail. It could be in your junk mail. Spam. It could be like, anywhere in your mail.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. It could be anywhere in your mail. So just I'll send it to you next Monday. But we got to run. Okay. Thanks, dear. I appreciate it. You take care, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
You too.
Good night. Good night.